This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me. Also, greetings to everyone on the podcast who has downloaded this program, and thank you. Thank you for taking the time to study the Word of God here with us here in Central Florida. God bless you. Everyone is going to hear, those on the podcast and those on the radio, something I preached about a year ago, and you're going to hear me open this saying that this is probably my favorite chapter in all the Bible, and that would be 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. So that'll play the rest of this week here, Thursday and Friday, probably Monday as well. It's a 30-minute sermon I've chopped up into three segments here, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Very, very important chapter. The day of Christ will not come unless, and then Paul gives a list of things that have to happen first prior to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're looking at. Here, for more information on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. We're also tweeting on Twitter at WGODradio. WGODradio.com, as I said, on Facebook, also WGODradio, where this podcast is uploaded on Wednesday afternoon. So, okay, well, let's get into the Word here now. Again, this Thursday. This will play Thursday and Friday and Monday. Lord willing, we'll still have the power on here at the radio station. For those out of the area, keep us in your prayers that the Lord would keep this hurricane from us here, all of us here in Florida. And it's about to touch ground here. As I'm recording this Wednesday morning, sometime Thursday evening. So please keep all of us in your prayers. I reach out to all of you around the world that download this podcast to be praying that the Lord will blow this Hurricane Matthew far away from all of us here in Florida. Here's part one now of this message, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
It's probably my favorite chapter in all the Bible. It's probably a scary thought in its own right. Why? I don't know the answer to that. Before we start chapter 2, let's get back to the original context. And for that, we have to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting in verse 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. Now, I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, I put it to you that what we have in front of us today is a description of the day of Jesus Christ. not the day of the Lord. So naturally, I need to set out and prove that now, right? I mean, I just made the claim to you that the day of Christ is a different day than the day of the Lord. So I need to prove that to you, right? First place I want to go to, and you can turn here if you'd like, just back a couple of pages, the book of Philippians, chapter 1. I made the statement a minute ago that the day of Christ is a different day when you read about it in the Bible than the day of the Lord. And I want to prove that to you in the Word now. Philippians chapter 1, one of the most famous verses in all the Bible, verse 6, says this: being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Next chapter, while you're there, Philippians chapter 2, verse 16 says this: holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run or labored in vain. Or I have not run in vain or labored in vain. It's a good day. You see that? Paul says, I'm going to rejoice in the day of Christ. Now, you don't need to turn here. Let me read two more to you. 2 Corinthians 2:14. All these should be on the handout. It says, we are your boast as you are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians 5:5. This was when the apostle gave the instructions to discipline the person there at the church. 1 Corinthians 5:5. In the name of the Lord Jesus, when you are gathered together along with my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such a person over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. The day of Jesus Christ is a day of salvation. It's a good day. It is not the day of the Lord. Now, regarding that, I'll give you just one reference. And I encourage you, please, go on your own bunny trail. It's exciting, and you'll learn something. And God himself will speak to you and reveal himself to you as you do it. Okay, day of the Lord, Amos chapter 5, verse 18. Let me read it to you. Old Testament prophet Amos chapter 5, verse 18, starts with a three-letter word, W-O-E. What's that? Whoa, it's always, anytime you see the day of the Lord in the Bible, you'll see, whoa. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. For what good is the day of the Lord to you? It'll be darkness and not light. It'll be as though a man fled from a lion and a bear met him. Or as though he went into his house, leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light? Is it not very dark with no brightness in it? That's Amos chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. Do you see the distinction? Let me read one more to you. I don't think this one's in the handout, but that's Joel chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Joel chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. There's hundreds of these in the Old Testament. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand. It is a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. That's the day of the Lord. Now, the day of Christ, remember what it is as we move on today, okay? Remember that as we start chapter 2. The day of Christ is a good day. Now, chapter 2 here, Paul is finally going to address the false word that had been spoken to the church there. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and our gathering together to him. All right, there's the subject matter. The return of Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him. Notice, please, these two are totally inseparable. You can't divide these two. The return of Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him. The gathering together is the Greek word episunagage. Epi is an adverb of place, like center or on. Sunagage is the word synagogue. What does that mean? Gathering. Gathering together. When you add epi to it, it's the gathering together to him. That's the place. It's to Christ. There's the subject matter. Also, the subject matter must be the same as in the first letter, because this is why he wrote this letter, and this is the issue that he's addressing. Now, brethren, now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you. All right, this is like saying, now, about that rapture that we were talking about. Funny, too, here before we move on. This same Greek word's used in another place with the very same context. Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. Let me read it to you. Matthew 24, 29. Notice the first four words. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven. And the powers of the heaven will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn or wail. Remember, we looked at this before, right? The Lord comes back, people look up, they look down, see the mark on their hand, and they wail. We rejoice when he comes back. Let me go on. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. Then all the tribes of the earth will wail, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of the trumpet, and they will gather together. There's the word again, sunagage. I think it's only two places this word's used in the New Testament. They will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. You know, a lot of Christians hate those verses I just read to you. You know, Christians in position of power force Bible publishers to remove the references that link these two verses together. You want me to say that again? High uppity up suit and tie Christians with a lot of power and authority force Bible publishers to remove the links and the references that link these two verses together. I've caught them at this. I own Bibles that have been reprinted. And back in the first editions, there were links together. When you read 2 Thessalonians 2, they refer you back to Matthew 24. But in new editions, the links have been taken out, because it goes against their theological viewpoint. Because of those words, immediately after the tribulation, that doesn't sit well with a lot of Christians.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.